everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks. Tom engineering and producing our show. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, the 28th of October, 2021. This year, we'll close out 11 full years right here on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Then we launch into year number 12. It's 10:30. That's our radio station, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. The call letters, KVOI, like the voice. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. The Buckmaster Show live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. In September, last month, Governor Ducey appointed Dr. Richard Carmona as senior advisor on public health emergency preparedness, calling on him to lead a statewide effort to boost vaccine and public health awareness in the state of Arizona. Dr. Carmona is a distinguished professor of public health, health promotion sciences, and community environment and policy at the Mel and Edith Zuckerman College of Public Health. He served as the 17th United States Surgeon General from 2002 to 2006. In the spring of 2020, UA President Dr. Robert Robbins named Dr. Carmona as a key advisor to the UA President on COVID-19 mitigation and reentry efforts. Dr. Carmona began his medical career as an Army Special Forces medic in 1967. He is a combat decorated Vietnam veteran. He's also had a very successful law enforcement career. He was connected to the Pima County Sheriff's Department for 35 years. Dr. Carmona joining us on the live line from, I believe, California. How are you, Dr. Carmona?
Good, Bill. So nice to hear you again.
Thank you so much. As our listeners heard at the top of the program, and before we talk about COVID and vaccines, this is so troubling, these attacks on flight attendants. As our listeners heard, someone was bumped, a flight attendant accidentally bumped a passenger's elbow as she was going down the aisle on a transcontinental flight, an American. The passenger goes back and then starts beating up, punching a female, a woman flight attendant, in the face. Dr. Carmona, where is this anger coming from?
Well, there's a lot of anxiety, pent-up frustration. A lot of it could be generated from COVID, but doesn't really make any difference. That kind of behavior is criminal and unacceptable. You know, I mean, there's lots of ways to express your anxiety, your frustration, your concern about how you're cared for or anything else, but never through violence. And, you know, these flight attendants work very hard to keep people safe and to provide them refreshments during a flight, especially long flights. And we're fortunate that we have a cadre of people that are willing to take care of us like that. And one who flies, I say that from experience. I mean, they make life a lot better for many of us who spend a lot of time in planes. So absolutely unacceptable, no matter what the reason.
Yeah, everybody needs to take a deep breath for sure. Governor Ducey asked you, and you accepted quickly, to become the senior advisor on public health emergency preparedness. It's not like you, Dr. Carmona, don't have enough or didn't have enough already on your plate. Why accept this additional responsibility, sir?
Well, Bill, it's a lot of people have asked me that, including my family. You know, it's an opportunity to serve. And, you know, most of my life I've served, for 50 years, military, law enforcement, you know, running the trauma system. And I saw my state is struggling. We have a nation that's divided. We have a state that's divided, often divided around the wrong issues, failed to come together as one population that was fighting a war with an invisible enemy, a COVID virus that was killing us, that was decimating our economy. And I saw that there was an opportunity for me to help the governor and the state and hopefully get us on the right track, because vaccination is the best way for us to return to normal, to rescue our economy, to be able to have tourism boom once again and hotels full and restaurants open. We can't do that until we get rid of this pandemic. So I thank the governor for giving me the opportunity to serve once again. And I'm working, every single day with the Arizona leadership at DHS to make sure that we're doing all of the best things we can for mitigating transmission of COVID and maximizing vaccination to everybody, including our children, who hopefully will start in the next week.
Probably the biggest challenge is the vaccine hesitancy and the different, it's different for each of the groups that seem to be hesitant about it. How are you approaching this, Dr. Carmona?
Bill, thanks so much for that question. It's occupied a lot of our time. Spending a lot of our time with our communication experts within the Arizona Department of Health Services, but as well at the university with Dr. Robbins. I mean, we started doing this a long time ago because as at the university and at the state level, we realize we're a very diverse state. We have multiple populations within our population. We have the very poor. We have migrant farm workers. We have wealthy people. We have lots of middle class. And the message is not the same for each of them. Sometimes the hesitancy is involved because they're fearful. Sometimes they don't understand complex science. Sometimes they're being misinformed by all kinds of posts that have no relevance and are self-serving for people who put them on there but confuse people. And then we have those that are politically entrenched and see this more as a political issue. So as you alluded to when you opened, there's no one answer for any group, but understanding the demographics and how we have to approach each. And there are populations that we can get to move toward vaccination, and yet we recognize there's some that we probably aren't going to be able to influence because they are entrenched in an ideology, even though we'll try. But, Bill, if I can get to 80-85% or more of our population, we can achieve herd immunity and extinguish this virus transmissibility because it'll have no place to go when the majority of people are vaccinated, and that's our plan.
Well, we need to do better, certainly, here in Arizona. Where do we stack up right now, Dr. Carmona, compared to other states with vaccines?
Well, you know, we're about average, I would say, if you look at our vaccine rates, mid-50s to high-50s, approaching 60%, fully vaccinated. What we are very proud of is, the great majority of our senior citizens are vaccinated, and those that are vulnerable, the seniors, the people with chronic diseases, the people with cancers, people with HIV who are more vulnerable, we've done a real good job there. But, we are but one of 50 states, and the states, as you can see reading the news, are divided on this, often around issues that have nothing to do with making prudent decisions based on the best science, but where we see individualism being expressed over the collective benefit to society. And Bill, as you know, we've just had discussion before. As Surgeon General of the United States, these are issues I dealt with on a regular basis where we struggle in a democracy, what I call the perils of democracy, the right of the individual versus the collective right of society. Smoking is a perfect example where, for years was challenged with people telling me, well, you can't tell me not to smoke. But the fact that you're smoking and your children are sicker and you're going to get cancer and you're going to get emphysema, who pays for all of that? So you start to see that, in a democracy, sometimes we have to step up and come together as one and maybe even subordinate our personal interests for the greater good of the nation, the state, the country, the community. And right now we're struggling with that because we remain a nation divided around a very important scientific principle that vaccines save lives. And vaccines may be the most significant scientific advancement in the history of mankind. Because if you look at history, we don't see large populations dying, okay? The plague, things like that. When you vaccinate, you protect yourself and you protect your community and the nation and, in fact, the world, as we're seeing. So that's why I got involved, and the issues are still terribly complicated, Bill, but I think you're asking the right questions.
Well, let me ask you one more quick question before we take our first break. When you were Surgeon General, was the anti-vax movement, which has been around for a long time, was it picking up steam during your tenure there as Surgeon General?
We did have some challenges then. We had some celebrities that I was involved with directly who thought that vaccines were causing autism in mm-hmm. this one particular case. And it was, you know, it was heartbreaking to, not as a celebrity, but to speak to this person and want to just give her a hug and say, look, I understand. You know, what could be more painful than a child being born with significant defects? Okay, but it wasn't due to the vaccine. In fact, we had several studies done by the NIH and universities, and we collaborated on information and were able to demonstrate there was no association whatever. But that misinformation was picked up on the internet. It got, you know, went viral, as they say. And we had people not getting their children vaccinated for a time. And we saw in California an epidemic of whooping cough. And we saw epidemics of other communicable diseases because people were taking to heart misinformation that was on the internet based on some of this. And it's continued to, over the last couple of decades, become worse. People who maliciously put information on and confuse the public, or people that do it because they have a self-interest one way or another. But the science is clear. Vaccines work. Vaccines prevent destructive disease, and the clearest way for us to move forward is to get everybody vaccinated and let our economy recover, let people go back to work, stop the increasing debt that we have because of this, stop the unemployment rate. You know, all of those things will be tied to the appropriate vaccinations. For if we just let people get sick, it will take a lot longer, and we'll eventually get the herd immunity, but at a greater cost and greater problems that will accumulate because of that.
All right, Dr. Carmona, please stay on hold as we take a break and tell people about our favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Open right now for lunch. They open at 6:30 in the morning for breakfast. If you want to do breakfast now, that's great. Or a cup of coffee and a great pastry or some of that European-style bread. It's all waiting for you at Mona's Danish Bakery. Their website's monasdanishbakery.com. Check it out. Go on the web and see what they offer, and then walk into the bakery, and you will see a wide array of wonderful pastries waiting for you. And then, as I've often said, the big decision, what do I want today? I think today I would probably go with a peanut butter cookie for sure. Anyway, we'll take a break right here. Buckmaster continues with Dr. Richard Carmona after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. It is Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things in their 51st year and still growing. And Zocalo Village, where they import all that beautiful Talavera pottery directly from Mexico to bring you Tucson's largest collection of Talavera in size, shape, and styles, and really great prices. Green Things, 3384 East River Road, open daily. The website's greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go back now to the live line, and we continue with our conversation with the 17th U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmona, whose latest responsibility, senior advisor to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on public health emergency preparedness. Dr. Carmona is tasked with trying to get more and more Arizonans to take the vaccine. A little bit discouraged to see that Kaiser Family Foundation poll out today, Dr. Carmona, that only about 27% of parents of children of the age who would be eligible for the vaccination say they're going to vaccinate the kids. Why do you think that's so low?
Well, it's problematic for all of us. We've had a number of discussions about it already. I think a lot of it is misinformation. Again, people putting spurious information on the internet, all kinds of conspiracy theories. The fact is, vaccines, as I said, are probably the most significant advancement in science in the history of mankind. These vaccines are safe. They've been proven to be so. They're efficacious. They prevent people from getting real sick. Even if you get the disease, it's mild. It prevents you from being on a ventilator, and it prevents you from dying. So there's no reason that you should not get the vaccine. But I do understand that for the average person who doesn't have the scientific background and you're trying to protect your children, you're not sure. So that same poll said, well, I may, but I want to wait and see. The problem with waiting and seeing is your children could get sick during that time and be exposed to the virus. And even though most children do fine, they don't always all do fine. Children have died getting this disease. Children have succumbed to long-term chronic problems because of this. And so I think if you look at this and a risk-benefit analysis, the risk is very, very low. And most risk is really you feel sore for a day, your arm hurts, you feel like you have a cold, you feel crummy for a day, and that's it. But the risk of getting the disease is significant, including being, you know, hurt pretty bad and potentially dying. Even though the death rate in children is low, why would you even take a chance since you can't predict that in any child? So, again, risk-benefit ratio weighs heavily to have people be vaccinated. And it's one of the things we're trying to do at the state level to be able to encourage everybody to get vaccinated, and our children especially, as hopefully next week we'll get the okay from CDC and begin the 5 to 11-year-olds.
This whole it runs the gamut, doesn't it? There's a whole range of different theories out there that people and conspiracy theories that are out there about the government and the whole thing, that COVID's a hoax and that if you get a shot, some kind of a microchip would be inserted into you. I mean, yeah. how do you counter this stuff?
It's really tough, Bill, because, you know, some people are just ignorant and do it because it's malicious. Some people really believe in some of this stuff. The chip one I thought was interesting because a number of people have said it to me. And I said, well, you have an iPhone. They're following you every day. They know what food you're buying and where you shop and where you travel. They don't need to put a chip in your arm anymore. That's information is readily available without an injection. But nevertheless, people have different reasons for doing that. Some of them believe some of this, and some of them are just malicious. But the end result is we have the vaccine hesitancy. So we're trying to study this, the demographics, and address the issues in each population, especially in populations who are doing this for fear, that they don't understand, it's too complicated, they're getting mixed messages, to be able to reach out to them and help them out, especially populations that are geographically displaced, populations where the social determinants of health are in the wrong level, that meaning that they're poorer, they're less educated, and so on, making sure that we can get to them and alleviate that fear factor and reassure them that this is just like getting your kids immunized when they go to school or after birth. It's just a rite of passage to keep kids healthy throughout their lifespan. And we have one more threat now that we've identified called COVID. In 5 or 10 years, there could be another virus that we want to vaccinate against. But the good news is we have the science to be able to protect people by getting vaccinated. And we shouldn't lose sight of that.
All right, let's go to our live line, 790-2040. Kevin has a question for Dr. Richard Carmona. Go ahead, Kevin.
Dr. Carmona, thank you for taking my question. You know what? I'm calling because literally on a competitor radio station right now is a nationally known reporter by the name of Alex Berenson, who's written multiple books about this topic, literally taking exactly the opposite position and documenting it verbally on the radio against vaccinating children, literally while you're speaking the way you are. How would you answer that man's comments?
Well, I haven't heard the comments, but, you know, I would be interested in hearing what his words are that would justify recommending to parents that they take such a pathway that puts their children at risk. But again, I can't address them specifically because I haven't heard them. But for those people that I have heard and I have addressed, that's what I've done. I've addressed it with the science. Here's the history of vaccinations in our nation. Go back to polio with Sabin and Salk, why we don't see polio anymore, why we don't have whooping cough and measles and mumps and rubella rampant every season, because we've been able to prevent those diseases from spreading because our children and adults are vaccinated. And this is just one more disease we have to deal with. So, again, I don't know the gentleman you speak of, and I don't know what their intent is, but I think the science is clear that the best thing we can do is to have our children vaccinated. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I have my children vaccinated, and my older grandchildren are vaccinated. And as soon as the CDC approves vaccinations next week, we hope, my younger grandchildren will get vaccinated as well. And I would not put them in harm's way. But I've made an informed decision that the greatest risk is not being vaccinated. Getting vaccinated protects you. So that would be my answer.
COVID-19 cases are down 60%, Dr. Carmona, nationwide from the Delta peak. Hospitalizations down over 50%. But I check those numbers every day, our state numbers and Pima County numbers. It doesn't look like we're really going down. We seem to be at this plateau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, Bill. And so here's some of the concerns. I mean, we're doing better than last year. More people are vaccinated. And people who haven't been vaccinated are getting the infection. And then hopefully most of those survive. But we do have a number of deaths, as you know. But now we're concerned because in the winter months, what normally happens? Lots of people come to Arizona because the weather is nice and they spend their time here as snowbirds. And we have the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Those are times we know where families come together, friends comes together. There's lots of parties. There's things to do. And when non-vaccinated people do that, there's a higher risk of spread of the disease, which is why there's a sense of urgency now before the holidays to get as many people vaccinated as we can. So we are concerned. We're happy it's plateaued and not going up. But yet there are signs that we can do better if we can get the rest of the population vaccinated. And so that's why, again, the sense of urgency, why the governor asked me to assist, why all of my colleagues at the Arizona Department of Health Services are working day and night to address all of these issues and reach out to all the populations, especially those that are geographically displaced, the poor people, the migrant farm workers, the ones that are on the periphery, you know, that we forget about. We can't forget about them. In fact, they're more vulnerable. So we have to reach out.
Let's see if Mary Ellen, I have about 20 seconds, Mary Ellen. Quick question. What's the comment?
I'm wondering why they are so much against ivermectin.
Ivermectin. Okay. Quickly.
Sure.
Dr. Carmona, I've got about 20 seconds, please.
Okay. Ivermectin is a drug that is used to prevent parasitic diseases or treat parasitic diseases in animals. There is no evidence that it has any effect at all, and in fact can be toxic if not handled appropriately. But it is not recommended because it does not work in COVID.
All right. Dr. Richard Carmona, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye now.
All right. Dr. Richard Carmona on the Buckmaster Show Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen is next.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for Insider Travel Talk on our program with our travel contributor. Mr. Ryan Hansen is with me in studio, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. Lots of experience there. The Bon Voyage travel experts are ready right now. They can create a trip of a lifetime for you. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage travel offices, River and Campbell. There's the Green Valley location in Oro Valley, bvtravel.com. Lots of good information, a good starting point on the website. First stop, many people find it their first stop in making their travel dreams come true. Ryan, how are you?
Doing great. Great to see you, Bill.
There is so much travel information, and that's why I made the executive decision to expand Travel Talk from a one segment now to a pretty much full half hour every month, because it's happening. So much information is coming out on a daily basis about changes, what requirements are, what do you need to go here, there. A big one happened this week, didn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, huge one in the entire global standpoint of travel. When you look at what the United States has had from a restricting foreign nationals from coming into the United States, dating back to January of 2020 when President Trump put in that first restriction on China where they couldn't come non-essential travel. And then it obviously really expanded to the entire world. November 8th, President Biden has stepped forward and said on that day, vaccinated non-citizens can travel to the United States for non-essential travel. In other words, tourism, visiting family and relatives, and just for a sign to the world that the vaccination is still the best and most free way to travel globally. For the United States to finally take that step, many countries globally have already been there and have done that, especially in Europe. Australia is still trailing, but for the United States to make that move, I think, is extremely significant for the global industry of travel to see that people can travel more freely with a vaccination. There's also coming in the United States, there's also a COVID test that has to be negative within a certain time frame. It's a 3-day time frame now for vaccinated travelers. On November 8th, if you're unvaccinated on essential travel, you have a closer in time frame of 1 day. That makes a little bit more complicated, but all signs are leading towards the world is starting to open up with some caveats, obviously, the vaccination being the real critical point here.
This was a key indicator for travel internationally. After the announcement, United Airlines rolled out a big increase in flights to Europe. The airlines were waiting for this, Ryan.
Yeah, the lift was extremely difficult. And with that, you know, that's a travel term for the amount of seats available to travel anywhere, and especially abroad, right? So airlines work off of extremely small margins. And while you and I as a consumer look at an airfare to Europe and say, how in the world can I afford $15, $18, $2,000? How can I afford that? They're making a killing on me. It's an expensive business to operate. And when you operate on margins that you have to be at 84% occupancy and passenger lit fill to break even for the costs, you have to sell a lot of seats. So opening up a new flight creates brand new space and no revenue on that plane. So you've got to fill it to 84%. So they have been extremely reluctant, especially to put itineraries in the market for summer of 2022, which European vacation travel happens typically in the summer months. And now we're seeing, and you said United's the first to make that step. We anticipate the other big two in American and Delta to do the same. And if they haven't already since Monday, put some more space out there. So it won't feel as crowded on your plane. That helps a little bit too. More seats available helps the price as well, not shoot through the roof.
Sure.
Just simple economics.
Yeah, it can bring the price down, price point down when you put more seats out there. So this is really important again, because you mentioned summer of 2022. The travel industry is really pointing, and the sales have indicated when talking about cruising now, doing the river cruises in Europe or just doing Mediterranean cruises, the ships are being, they're filling up. So now the airlines need to get enough seats in place to put the traveler into Europe.
Yeah, the cruise lines specifically have intentionally set up a staged approach, and it's the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. They've come out with one of their five ships in the fleet starting in July and at a 50% occupancy, and then increasing that by 10% occupancy every month, adding another ship from their fleet into the water, reorienting it into the fleet. And so come the summer of 2022, we expect about 85% of all beds globally to be able to be sold and filled on a cruise ship. And you mentioned it, the lag piece to that is the airlift, but they were waiting, and rightfully so from a business standpoint, for the United States to make the move, because it's not just United States travelers heading to Europe that, you know, they need people flying the other way too, for those airlines.
Yeah, they need
to
Europeans flying into places like Miami and Fort Lauderdale who want to take Caribbean cruises.
And we've talked about this too. You know, Arizona is actually a hot spot for tourism for European travelers who want that Western experience. And the topography of Arizona, we know this, is beautiful. It's breathtaking. I think you and I probably take it for granted, having lived here as long as we both have. Mm-hmm. But the European visitor sees it as special and unique as you and I would when we go to exotic destinations. So that can help visit Tucson here locally for those borders to open up. I would anticipate some corporate and vacation groups traveling from Europe to Tucson next fall because of this, or maybe even in the spring. They might be able to get space now, and that only helps the local economy.
Now, let's talk about the cruise ship industry. The CDC has allowed cruise ships now, well, actually, they've been allowing them to operate with conditions since October of 2020, requiring masks aboard, vaccination or testing of passengers and crew, among other safety precautions. They have now extended this through January 15th. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the conditional sale order that was put in place by the CDC back in October of 2020 really did set the benchmark. And it's you mentioned five or six points that are consumer-driven. The document's about 70 pages for the cruise lines to have to operate within the right healthy parameters. And what the CDC did, instead of just dropping it, it would have expired on Sunday, October 31st, without an extension or a modification. It's an extension with modifications. And so what the CDC came out and said is the cruise lines are doing everything right. We don't want to just let it go and show the traveling public that we are not monitoring this and making sure the cruise lines continue with their protocols. So we're going to extend it for a short period of time with every intention of letting it expire and be done come January 15th, because we recognize the voluntary nature of the cruise lines to do above and beyond what we've asked them to do. And that was a great sign, I think, for the CDC to come back and recognize the cruise industry is not the adversary here to this. We're trying in the industry to operate safely. And the worst thing that could happen to the cruise industry is if these protocols are not followed as a collective, right? Mm-hmm. If one entity doesn't do the right thing, we all suffer. That individual that happens to be ill or gets sick suffers.
And it makes the news, and then we're all, you know, we're hearing about it.
Right, and it just creates a panic and a fear of all travel, not just cruise. So we all are in this together. Mm-hmm. The CDC's recognizing it while it's an extension, but in the travel industry, we did not see that as a bad thing. Now we're working in as a partnership with the CDC. At least the cruise lines are. I say we as the industry, we're not. I wish I had a seat at the table. That would be a very interesting conversations to have, I'm sure. But January 15th, we expect that conditional sale order to expire. But if you're a traveler, I would not say that that means the cruise lines are going to immediately drop protocols.
No.
We anticipate them to take all the right measures to make the cruise vacation as safe as possible.
All right. When we continue with Ryan Hansen, why more than ever you need a travel advisor like the services and the wonderful people at Bon Voyage in your corner. You need those people right now. They really are going to take a lot of the perhaps pain out of if you've been painting over making that decision. You want to go, but you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I've got to deal with this or deal with that. These folks can really help. We'll get into all of that as we continue with Travel Talk, October edition on the Buckmaster Show. Be right back with Ryan Hansen.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is Buckmaster. It's Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen. Want to tell our listeners very quickly about our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you are looking to get away, and that's what we've been talking about during our Travel Talk segment, if you want to maybe just a quick getaway for the weekend, get into the car, the truck, take that three-hour drive over to an area we send so many of our listeners and over to Silver City, and they always say, the same thing. I love the experience, Bill. I had no idea. I grew up in Tucson. Never been over there. Well, check it out. SouthwestNewMexico.org. A good starting point to plan your trip. All sorts of ideas about things to do and great places to stay. We continue now with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel and talk about great places to stay. I was just taking a look at that Condé Nast list. They always put out a very exciting list of top destinations, great places to stay. One of them you're kind of excited about because it goes back a couple of years to that great trip you had in East Africa, Ryan.
Amazing. Yeah, Condé Nast has a lot of their lists up right now. The 2021 Reader's Choice Awards, which if you're looking for inspiration, that's a great place to start. They've got little paragraphs on each of these top resorts, top large cities, top small cities. Number 12 on the list of the top resorts in the world chosen by the readers of Condé Nast is a tented camp in East Africa at the Ngama Mara is the name of this resort. And it's two different camps of 15 tented suites. And I say suites because you don't want for anything. It's a luxurious
tent. You think
tent.
Tent.
A tent. No.
It's not just, let's put a pup tent up. No.
Oh,
this
no.
is quite a tent.
You could, let's put it this way. There's a clawfoot tub in this tent and a walled glass shower that gives you enough privacy to not be seen from any person. You can be seen by animals, though, because there's a 180-degree view of the Maasai Mara doorstep, and you're at the crest of this ridge as you look down. And I was not there at the time of the Great Migration, but you get to see the wildlife up close and personal. The views, as they describe it, are gobsmacking. And I just love that. That's a word I don't use every day, and probably appropriately so, because if something's gobsmacking, it has to be one of a kind. And so that's number 12 on the list. There's a lot of other South African tented opportunities in the top 10. But if you're looking for some inspiration, that's a great place to start. And in almost every case, we have a relationship with these properties.
I was going to ask you, people look to Africa. It's a legacy trip. It's a trip maybe someone wants to take for a 25th wedding anniversary, a special birthday. Can your advisors get somebody over there at all, pretty much all price points?
All price points, all different experiences. There's typically two different places you would go. If you're either going to do East Africa,
right,
and that's going to be Kenya, Tanzania, if you really want to expand out Rwanda with the gorilla trekking, or you go South Africa and maybe include Cape Town, Johannesburg, maybe a trip up to Zimbabwe and hit Victoria Falls if you have a little bit more of an extended time and a larger budget to pull that off. But anywhere in between, we can customize. That's the beautiful thing about Africa, is there are definitely off-the-shelf itineraries that kind of hit the main points, but then you can get customized and stay a little bit longer at different tented camps. If you're looking for my favorite African animal, the rhino, as you would, of course, expect it to be, as that's my nickname, there's some great game reserves in South Africa that you would want to go to, probably more so than in Kenya. You wouldn't see as many rhinos up in Kenya. So these are the different details and things that our advisors know. So you may have a favorite animal that you want to see, and we're going to guide you to the best possible chance. Because again, this isn't Disneyland. They're not going to say, okay, cue rhino number one, bring him out. You're in the wild, so it is variable if you see them, but they definitely know, our advisors, what the best place is to stay in Africa. Right now, Bill, it's open. You can go, and there's very few people on the safaris right now. This might be the best time to be over in Africa.
South Africa, Kruger National Park, pretty much, I believe, the first national park. And Kruger's amazing. There's just a wide variety of opportunities in that area, so that's something to also keep in mind. I wanted to see a leopard so bad on a couple of our trips to Africa, never have. And then when I saw your picture of the leopard in the tree, I got, oh my goodness, rhino got... He hit the jackpot.
I did get the big five was achieved, but it was at the 11th hour, Bill. That leopard was spotted the last hour of our drive.
Memory maker for sure. And about making memories, I teased this little bit of our conversation before the break about why a travel advisor now is more important than ever. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of about minimizing client anxieties at this point.
Right. You know, it's always and forever will be fulfilling dreams.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time, that travel's not an impulse buy. It's something that you think about, you dream about, you plan for. And in most cases, it's, you know, hey, do you want window or aisle on the airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to go? Where do I want to eat? It's all positivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But clearly COVID has changed that and added all of these additional barriers of entry for travel, things such as COVID negative testing, vaccination cards. Do I upload it to what website? For what country? Is it a PDF? Is it a picture? Do I have to do it before I get there? You mentioned the COVID negative testing. Is it a PCR or an antigen test that's required? And I'm saying all these variables because there isn't a standard.
No.
There isn't a global standard to say this is approved by everybody.
Yeah, a lot of people are intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps people not as computer savvy, and I might be one of those people, Ryan Hansen, but when they're, you know, we're told, we need to see your vaccination card, and it needs to be uploaded. Well, your folks at Bon Voyage can really help in that regard.
We do this every day.
Yeah.
And walk people through the steps. And you mentioned it. It's not just that you're computer savvy. It's, do you want that to be your full-time job when you're planning your vacation?
Right.
That's our full-time job.
Yes.
And just recently, Turks and Caicos put in a requirement for a vaccination. And that's a very recent. They're kind of late to the game to get that in. They were open, like the Dominican Republic where you could travel with or without a vaccination. And they've made a change. Well, those are the things we keep tabs on so you don't have to. Trust me, those websites are updated daily, as you mentioned, and we have proprietary software and connections in the industry to alert us of these changes so that we can help save you from a massive headache when you get to the airport if you miss that. Or the airlines are now tied in tightly. I will say that. They have a lot of great software. So if you can and you're going to travel internationally, you need a smartphone to be able to make life easier for yourself. Maybe you don't know everything about it, but just familiarize yourself.
But even a basic smartphone will
get
you there. And I learned that one of my favorite places, the island of Puerto Rico, has changed their protocols, making it now much easier for American citizens to travel to Puerto Rico. All you need to do, if you're a citizen, is, again, upload your vaccination card. There's no requirement of a test. I think there is if you're unvaccinated, but if you are vaccinated, you just upload the card and you can go. And a nice thing about Puerto Rico, there would be no requirement of a COVID test going back into the United States because Puerto Rico is a United States territory.
I'm glad you brought that up because you can have an international experience without one of those challenges. Because we get it. Not everybody's willing to go through some of these checkpoints and hurdles and things to get the vacation of their dreams or at least just to travel. I know many people are just dying to get out and travel anywhere. It doesn't have to be a bucket list trip.
No.
Puerto Rico would be a great opportunity to have an international experience.
Mm-hmm.
At least it would feel that way without some of these international challenges that I believe in time will get better, just like we've seen the widespread distribution of the vaccine. At first, it was challenging, right? You had to go on a website, you had to get a time, and there were a few times and only two places to go, and now it's widespread and easily had to acquire that. I believe that as technology improves, as governments, as the World Health Organization continues to be involved, that there will become a better standard, at least for like the European Union will all have a standard. And North America, I could see Canada, the United States, and Mexico entering into some agreements that would be maybe a little less restrictive for travelers, or at least consistent from one border to the next.
All right. Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you next month.
That time always flies by when we're talking travel.
And I want to send people, of course, to your website, bvtravel.com. Good starting place.
Thanks, Bill. Take
care. Thanks a lot. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ryan Hansen and Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing our program, hope you have a great day. We have Leah Marquez Peterson tomorrow, the chair of the Arizona Corporation Commission. Hope you have a great afternoon.